On the show today, we have business coach, business and personal coach, Eric Pieser, talking about something that we're all probably feeling right now, controlling anxiety as we head back to work from the COVID-19 quarantine. Very important information here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Pieser from Unstuck Coaches. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And so you're basically a business and personal coach, helping people obviously advance their lives, their careers, all that good stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right on. And so today we're talking about controlling anxiety as we head back to work from this crazy, crazy times we're in called COVID-19 and the quarantine, all that type of stuff. My gosh, what a time this has been. Unbelievable. So before we get into the controlling aspect of it, so what are most people stressing about as they head back to work? What's the anxiety stemming from here?
Well, it sounds like it should be a simple answer, but in fact, one of the interesting things about this virus experience is that I would say in a generic way, it's kind of almost peeled the scab off of a lot of stresses we carry these days. And it's interesting, ask any five people what they're afraid of during this epidemic, you're going to get seven different answers.
No doubt.
So you can have one bank president saying he's not afraid of the virus physically, but he's afraid for his mom. Ask a second vice president and she says, well, I'm terrified of the economic repercussions, but I'm not afraid of the virus personally. And you can go on that way for hours with different people. So part of the answer to your question is identifying just exactly what is making me anxious about this experience. There's a second answer, which is a lot of people are afraid of exposure, contamination, getting sick, et cetera. And there's a lot of confusing information out there, which makes it even harder for people. One of the things I'm going to say repeatedly through this discussion is the more information you've got, the better off you are dealing with anxiety.
Indeed. So once they identify, let's move back a little bit here. How prevalent is this? Is it pretty much most of the population that's feeling this right now? Or I don't know if you can gauge that from your perspective.
Again, and part of the answer is no, in the sense that some folks are completely unconcerned about getting sick. Some folks feel financially stable. Some folks aren't afraid for their kids. So you can run into a bunch of people who are like, it's tedious. And then you have another person who has every advantage and is terrified.
Yeah.
So it's not as simple as one answer, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think this whole thing, there's no simplicity about it at all.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
So how do they turn the corner on this anxiety? How do they turn the corner on this? Are there some initial steps or something that they can go through to like recognize it and then move forward?
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier the notion that's kind of peeled the scab off for, I think, our whole culture for the stuff that makes us anxious. To deal with anxiety effectively, traditionally we take two routes. One is we mitigate it. So we meditate, we exercise, we have a cocktail, we have an extra piece of cake, we do whatever we do to feel better in the moment. And as you know, that can take darker or lighter turns depending upon how much we have to mediate that anxiety. Mm-hmm. Most of us are mediating it, we're not addressing it. And I don't mean to make light of mediation. Mediation is a great short-term tool if it's done, you know, appropriately.
Right.
But in the long run, what you got to do is get down to, okay, so what's making me anxious? And that's going to always come back to thinking. One of the difficult pieces, maybe the most difficult piece, and I don't mean impossible, just initially challenging, is going, what am I afraid of? And by definition, we've gotten good at avoiding it. We're not looking at it. So it takes a little work to start to go, all right, I got to sit with myself, talk to my spouse, call my best friend, talk to my son or daughter. What am I avoiding? What scares me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one.
I think we're immersing ourselves in the Amazon Instacart era. That's how we're dealing with it every day. It's Christmas around here, so it's like, what, another one? Oh my gosh! Well, that's good for 30 seconds. That's good.
Absolutely.
So once they recognize it, where do they go from there? I mean, what?
Got to spend a little time then going, okay, so is this a crisis or a problem? At the core of every person's anxiety fight is we have made a mistake unintentionally and converted a problem, an issue that's going to take time, effort, research, experimentation, et cetera, to solve, into a life or death crisis. We didn't mean to do that. I'll use the experience of my mother, who taught elementary school for 41 years, believe it or not, and lived her entire life terrified of snakes, in an absolute panic about snakes. Only after she stopped teaching did she finally stop and realize, never saw a dangerous snake, had a bad experience with a snake as a kid. I could have fixed this, but she never stopped to look at it. She right. treated snakes as a crisis. That's a kind of a lighthearted example. But if I treat my physical health, for instance, as a crisis, mm-hmm. and I'm not thinking that I'm treating it as a crisis, I'm really getting anxious about it. So you can have any two people, person A treats it as, well, I got some issues, but I'll address them. Person B is, oh my gosh, nothing can threaten my physical health. This is the anxious one.
Right.
So that's really important to get down to, how am I viewing this? Mm-hmm. How do I shift from a crisis to a problem approach?
And this can obviously adversely affect you in your personal life, your professional life, yep. a whole enchilada, so to speak, right? Yep.
Absolutely. Yes, I say anxiety is the unspoken guest in most C-suite conversations.
Really?
Too many of us are wrestling with anxiety, but we can't as a culture acknowledge it, right? I can't say out loud, I'm an adult professional. Oh, by the way, I'm scared to death of snakes. We don't do that, right?
Right.
So, yes.
That's unfortunate, especially right now, because, I mean, there are so many fears about so many things. Like you said in the beginning, there's nothing simple about this. There's so many fears out there right now.
That's exactly right.
Oh my goodness. So why is this so significant right now? Is it the reopening process that's really kind of sparking a lot of this, or and is it holding, obviously it's probably holding people back, I would think, right?
It is absolutely. I mean, I could go into a long conversation about the different layers of reaction, but you can simplify it down to, do my fears keep me from taking action during the reopening, or are my fears independent of the reopening? And it's going to be different if you're dealing with employees or customers or anyone. I think the first thing I'd say is just expect to get emotional, anxious responses. And one of the best things you can do is just let people get them out. Let them talk about them and process them. Not necessarily standard business behavior, but I've seen some lovely applications just during this last few months of businesses stopping to go, okay, what are we scared of? And just having permission mm-hmm. to talk about that, even at work, is extraordinary.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I would think so, because I would think that if you have some fears, if you're heading back to work, and even talking with some of your coworkers could probably help out a lot. Even maybe even helping them through some of their fears too could help.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely right. That's correct. And I'll tell you, as a manager, I'm not sure you could do anything more useful than to talk to your team about
exactly
what are you afraid of, and how can we help you?
Yeah, no doubt. Especially when, I mean, in this case, in a credit union environment or a financial institution environment, we're having people coming and going and managing their finances and stuff, because that's a high stress environment right there.
Absolutely. Yes.
So to be prepared in that environment would be a great benefit for sure.
Yep.
So what other advice do you have here to wrap up? What other final words of wisdom do you have to kind of help us all through this? Because, I mean, again, we've said it time and time again, there's nothing simple about this. There are so many variables out there that can affect us. So is there anything else that you can provide that can help us get through this crazy, crazy time?
Thank you for that setup question. Let me see how succinct that can be in my answer. One, identify what you're afraid of. Get down to it and expect to be uncomfortable while you're doing it. Two, as you do that, expect flight or fight, that workhorse of anxiety, to be going, don't look at this, stop thinking about this. But even a little bit of time and practice can do wonders. Three, there's a lot of great resources these days. People could either hit me at my website, or I can send stuff to you. But there's a lot of good material about thinking about anxiety. And number four, even the subject isn't dangerous. If you can stop and ask the question, is this a crisis or is this a problem? You're not in danger.
Right.
You may feel scared. But if it's a Bengal tiger, you're not stopping to ask the question, right? But if you can stop and ask, why am I afraid? Then you have enough time to think about it. Maybe last but not least, don't neglect community. The more you can process this out loud, you know, thoughtfully, not panicked, jumping my fears, but the easier this gets. We're better off not isolated, strangely enough.
No doubt. Yeah. Get it off your chest for sure.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't isolate yourself. I love that information. Don't isolate yourself, because that's just a problem waiting to happen.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Oh my gosh. Last question for you. Can folks find out more information on this topic? I'm assuming your website, or where else can we go?
I'm still assembling what I call a bibliography for it, but I've got stuff I can forward to people. I could send it to you if you want. I'd be happy. I'd be delighted.
Yeah. I could throw it in the show notes and people can get right to it and stuff. So
you got it.
Right on. All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much for that. This is such a super timely topic. I'm so glad we talked about this, because I think there's a lot of people in this boat right now that are just pulling their hair out like, what is going on? So.
All right. My pleasure, man.
Crazy time. All right, Eric. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Well done.